Lunchtime Live on News Talk.
Thanks to VideoDoc. See a GP online anytime for prescriptions and sick notes. Download the VideoDoc app. VideoDoc.ie.
This is Ciara and this is a Lunchtime Live podcast from News Talk. If you like what you hear, don't forget that you can subscribe via the app or on iTunes and make sure to check us out at newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Thanks for listening. This is a lot of money. A third of families are going to spend more than 500 euros on the food bill alone for their first Holy Communion. A new survey from Musgrave's Marketplace has also found that one in five people will have 15 to 20 guests at a communion celebration, while another 33% of families will spend 300 euros on a meal for the occasion. So do we need to kind of assess how we think about communions? They're like little mini weddings at this stage. To discuss this, I'm joined now by Irish independent consumer columnist Sinead Ryan. Sinead, you're very welcome.
Good afternoon, Ciara.
These seem like big numbers to me, 500 euros for the food bill alone. Why are people spending that kind of money on a first Holy Communion, Sinead?
It's mad, isn't it, really? And, you know, it has been increasing over the years because I've been writing about these surveys every year and, you know, I can see the numbers creeping up. And the average gift that a child will receive is 40 euros.
Right.
So, you know, like there's an awful lot of money expended on this day. And for families, look, it's an important event, maybe a little bit more so for the girls and the boys. A lot of money goes into the outfits and the hair and all that. And, you know, the church would be the first body to say, and they do every year, keep it simple, you know, don't go over the top, focus on what matters and all that kind of thing. But of course, families ignore that every year. And those that are spending those kind of sums, you know, whatever, however kind of a strain that is on family budgets, there is increasing numbers of families borrowing to spend it. And
yeah.
That's where the real problem is, especially if you're borrowing from non-traditional sources. It is those on lower incomes, lower demographics, that spend more than they can afford. And very often the money lender is the lender of last resort there.
And that's what I would have feared, that people were borrowing and going into hock, because, you know, it's a lot of money to spend 500 quid on a meal, and then the dress costs something or other, or the suit or whatever they wear, and then there's all the other bits and the family, the rest of the family dress up and all that too. But why, Sinead, has this tradition around spending like there's no tomorrow on the communions come about?
Just like everything else that we do with kids, you know, we have kids doing so many things at the moment, extracurricular stuff, and you've covered that before in your show. And this is just a day where it's become competitive. And it sounds awful to say that, but it really has. Everybody wants their child to stand out, to be different. Now, they're all going to look exactly the same in their lovely little white dresses. So, you know, quite why families want that, I don't know. But then they have to kind of, if one has a bouncy castle, they all need a bouncy castle. Somebody's getting catering in, they all need that. You know, so there is definitely a competitive element because the kids have been wound up throughout the whole year. I mean, you know, second class, first class, taking up with this stuff in school. So they started early in some schools. That's pretty much all they do for the whole year, up and down to the church, talking about the big day. And you know, the kids then have expectations and therefore the parents maybe in some cases feel the need to feed that.
I do have kids, but they didn't make a Holy Communion. So I haven't gone down this road. But I have nephews and nieces and loads of friends whose kids have made Holy Communions. And my kids have actually sometimes complained bitterly as to why they didn't get a Holy Communion or a confirmation. And not because they're religious, because what the kids say to each other is, I got 500 quid, I got 600 quid.
Yeah.
And I suppose if it is 40 quid is the average present that people are getting and you have 20 guests, that's 800 quid you're giving to an 8-year-old.
It is. And, you know, it's an awful lot of money at that age and it can be quite overwhelming because by 8, they haven't really formed an idea of the value of money.
No.
Now, so they know all the notes and they feel it and they know it's worth a lot, but they don't have a sense of what that means in terms of what it can buy and the power it has. Now, so that's a good thing in one sense because, you know, parents can sit their kids down before this all happens and it kind of lands on them and have a conversation and maybe, you know, start to engage with their children about money matters. We're very bad at doing that here in this country. We try and keep stuff like that hidden from children. We don't want them to think, you know, maybe we're in financial trouble or we can't afford things or, you know, that it's something that should be discussed as a family. But I think it is, and I don't think it's too young to start at that age and let children know, first of all, it doesn't grow on trees, but secondly, this is a responsibility. If you're going to be given all this money, why not have a conversation about, you know, maybe how much we'll spend, how much we'll save, and maybe how much we'll donate to people who are less fortunate than us. So there's lots of talking points that you can do around this vast sum that they're going to get.
I'm really glad you said about how much they might donate, because it seems to me, and I'm not a religious person, so I don't want to be kind of going to, you know, hypocritical about it, but it seems to me that the religious message might be being lost somewhat in the cash message, because it seems to me kids talk about how good their communion was by how much money they got given. And are we sort of, is that not a bit crass? Are we sort of losing what the communion should be about in the first place, if you want to go down the road of making a holy sacrament or whatever, and turning it into kind of a bit of a spectacle?
It can. And, you know, there are some families now whose children are going to be making their communion who they themselves have never set foot inside a church since the last child made their Holy Communion or there was a funeral on. So there is a wider conversation to be had, which of course centres around the patronage of our primary schools. 95% of them are run by the Catholic Church. The sacraments are done in school instead of, say, the UK, where it's done out of school, you know, a Sunday school setting or privately. So parents have an expectation. The school is going to look after all this. It's a big event. It's a big day. And maybe the focus in some families is on when the church bit is over, the important bit start. And, you know, obviously that's not the right way to look at it, but that's very often the way it has turned out, unfortunately.
Yeah, like lots of people are texting in tonight, and one texter says, Ciara, I know a family and the little boy's suit is being made by a top Dublin tailor. It's €1,200 and it has been sort of intimated that the expected gift will be €100 from each guest in a card now. The good times are back.
I don't know. You see, I don't call that good times.
No.
I call that reckless times. And really, for an eight-year-old who will possibly never wear that again, isn't that such a monumental waste of money? When it was my own daughter's communion many, many years ago, we went and bought a second-hand dress of somebody who was selling it. And I have to say, not only was that absolutely beautiful on her, but nobody knew. And she made the decision to donate it back to a charity shop after her big day. So kids are actually very open to that idea of sharing and donating and charities. And they get very affected by even news stories about children or animals maybe who are ill-treated or whatever. And having that that discussion with them, saying, look, you're going to get an awful lot of money. Wouldn't it be nice to share a little bit of that before you consider it yours? Who do you think would need it? And have a little conversation about that. Why not? And about what might happen, their suit or their dress or their accessories. And there may be children who can't afford all that they can.
I'm going to talk to you in a moment just about how you might be able to do the day on a much tighter budget, because I think people need to have a little think about this. For example, a texter has just come in and said, Ciara, I spent over 3,000 euros on my daughter's Holy Communion. I just let her make it because everyone else was doing it. So she's obviously not a religious person. I didn't even enjoy the day. For my son, we gave him a choice if he wanted to go away on holidays or make his communion. We decided as a family, and we went on holidays instead. He doesn't do religion in school either, so he's delighted. But a lot of people thought I was mad not letting him make his communion. So this is somebody whose one kid made the communion. They spent over €3,000, and the other kid, they said, no, let's just go on holidays because it's such a mad expense.
Yeah.
Someone else says, puke, I'm a spiritual religious mass going mum and I loathe the use of my church as a medium for showing off. It's sad and vulgar. I'm hoping the schools will pull away from the ceremonies. This means that the families who really want to take part in the sacrament will do so. That's the point you're making, that when it's in school, it's like that woman who spent €3,000. She's not even religious. They just went along with it because all the other kids were doing it. It doesn't have any real meaning for them as a family. And yet, €3,000 after tax.
Look,
a lot of money.
It sounds, I don't know that lady, but it sounds like from her text she's beginning to regret that
decision.
I think
now, so.
And it's just mad. But what they have done, I mean, it's interesting to see the contrast with confirmations, which is kind of something on the same scale, but to a lesser extent. And I think a big change at confirmation was that most schools now have introduced that day to be done in school uniform or with an alb, which are these kind of white cloaks that they wear over their uniform. Now, isn't that a fantastically sensible idea?
Yeah.
You know, and the focus then can be on, you know, just on, just a lesser impact of the costs that are associated with that. And yes, kids will still get a bunch load of money. They're a little bit older. Certainly, you know, at 12, 13, they're kind of making decisions about saving or kind of delayed gratification about how to spend that money. At eight, it's just they haven't a clue and the parents are doing it on their behalf. So would it be sacrilege to say, could we move to uniforms or albs for First Holy Communion? And would that make a big difference? I think it would. But you know where you're going to get the opposition? It's not going to be from the church. It's not going to be from the teachers. It's going to be from parents. And
parents
that
who
is
want
the
it.
Same argument when it comes to religious instruction, indoctrination in schools.
Okay.
Yeah, even the Archbishop of Dublin is trying to move away from that. And where is he meeting the resistance? Not the schools, the parents.
Parents. Sinead, are there cheaper ways to do this today? Because I'm looking at some of these texts coming in and they're heartbreaking about the amount of money that people clearly couldn't afford but ended up spending on a First Communion because they felt some kind of a peer pressure to do so for their child. I've been in Dunn stores and I've seen communion dresses and stuff like that for sale. I don't know how much they are because I haven't looked at the prices, but is there a cheaper way of having just as nice a day, in the same way you can have a cheap or a very expensive wedding, this kind of money?
I think really the first thing you have to recognise is that every child is going to look beautiful. So you don't need to try too hard.
Yeah.
8-year-olds are all gorgeous. So, you know, and they're all going to be in white or some variation of it on the day. So exactly having hand-sewn sequins or pearls versus, you know, mass-marketed chain stores really, really doesn't matter. The Dunn's ones I have had a look at, they're Paul Costello designed.
Wow. Okay.
And they're between 77 and 100 euros. Marks and Spencer's Lidl have a whole range of them for 34 euros, along with waistcoats and trousers for boys for around the same price. So there's plenty of choice out there on chain stores, and they are absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
I passed my local Vincent's charity shop about an hour ago, and there were dresses hanging in the window from 20 euros. Perfect dresses, dry cleaned, absolutely spotless. So look, yes, of course there's ways
So you can get a dress from 20-25 euros, which will be just as beautiful, let's be honest.
It really will. And you know, that just keeps the focus where it should be, allows the child to look just as gorgeous as everybody else in their class. And then, you know, maybe you don't have the same emotional investment in the dress. And a couple of weeks later, when the photographs are done and the dress is back in the wardrobe, do you know what? Let's pass it on to somebody else.
Okay. Yeah. And what about people? You know, because one of the things that came out of this study was that people a third of people are spending over 500 quid on the food. And a lot of people seem to be going to restaurants and nice restaurants, presumably.
Yeah.
Is it not just as acceptable to have a few friends around, make a few lasagnas, that kind of thing? Is that gone? Is that kind of level of spending considered somehow not enough for a day like a communion?
Well, I suppose because the ceremony tends to be in the morning and it's a long old one, you know, you're probably looking at a couple of hours by the time you're down there and get home. The last thing you want to be heading into is cooking for a whole bunch of people. So I can see the allure of going to a hotel or some other venue where all that is done for you. And it also means you can say, look, we're just bringing immediate family or godparents or whatever it is and pay for them. Now, if you're staying at home, of course, remember that Communion Day is very often a drop-in venue. Most of the child's friends are going to be also in that class making their communion. So it's not that you're going to have a whole big dump of people. You know, they're going to stay in their own house and just have grannies and aunties dropping in and visiting. So why not use that to have cold cuts, to have canapes, to have, you know, things that are easy to cater for. A lot of supermarkets, Supervalue is great at this. They'll give you big platters of turkey and ham and salads and breads and all that kind of thing. And that means you can leave them out for several hours. You're not kind of trying to seat everybody for a three-course meal, which I think is far too much work on the day.
Yeah, so you could go in, spend 200 quid, get a rake of food on big silver, you know, big tinfoil platters,
exactly.
Put them out and people drop in and out and have a drink in the house with you
or
what have you.
And you might have people going to two or three of these events on a day, certainly in a neighbourhood or locality where you've maybe 200 children making their communion on the same day. So people just don't want to drop in, have a snack, maybe a glass of something and go to the next one. And it's midday, you know, that's really all people want. And serve maybe, you know, save the hot food for the very small parties where you're just having granny and granddad, maybe an auntie and there's six people around the table.
The text is really interesting because nobody seems to be supportive of the notion of spending massive money on the communion. So I don't know who's spending it because nobody here seems to think it's a good idea. Kev says Irish people are idiots around communions and confirmations. They try to outdo each other. It's ridiculous, the money and the gifts. Someone else says, Ciara, stop muddying the water. What exactly has religion got to do with the first Holy Communion extravaganza? Next, you'll be throwing in that the belief in God is something to do with spirituality. And that's from Owen. Some of this says, once again, finding myself grateful we're not ORC, Roman Catholic, and not making a first Holy Communion. And our kids are in a school where no communion prep is done in the school. This sounds like pure madness. Other people saying, get churches and religion out of the schools. In fairness, I don't think the church in any way, Jerry says, for €500 for the first communion, if this was pressure came from the church, we'd never hear the end of it. The pressure isn't coming from the church. You're right, Sinead. This is families themselves feeling that if they don't spend this, somehow they're letting little Johnny or little Mary down in some way.
Correct. I mean, you know, now, when you say the pressure doesn't come from the school, it doesn't, from the church, it doesn't in terms of the spend and the extras and all that kind of thing. However, for the whole of second class, there is pressure coming from the church and via the ethos of the school to promulgate this day as the biggest event of this child's year. So there is, you know, a tacit understanding that, you know, this is going to be marketed within schools as a massive day. And it does wind up children and parents, indeed, no end. So there's a, you know, an exercise there to, in a wider way about the church's involvement.
So perhaps, they're not frowning on it enough, perhaps.
Well, I wonder if it was the case where all state schools were state-run and didn't have any church patronage, and parents then had to decide to undergo a ceremonial kind of indoctrination outside at the weekends or in the evenings or with their own priest, would there be quite the same emphasis on it?
Or would there be quite the same numbers of people doing it either? Perhaps that's why it happens in the schools. Look, thank you so much for talking to us. That is Sinead Ryan, their consumer columnist with the Irish Independent. Nobody here seems to think it's a good idea to be spending this money. Someone says only the Irish carry on a communion and confirmation in such a fashion. The kids have no understanding of the blessings bestowed on them, so it's just about a money-making racket for kids. Someone else says, beautiful dresses and little, €25. What are we teaching our kids with this? It's madness. This is a great text here. Someone says, I have a confirmation on here tomorrow. They're wearing the uniform for the church. We're making food at home and we ordered a cake from a baker's. It's a family day here. That's all it is. This has all gone bonkers. And I think that's absolutely right. And maybe last one on this for now. Anne-Marie says, I've always thought that schools should be encouraging the children to make a donation to charity out of their communion money. Wouldn't it be a more tangible way of teaching Christian values? Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And let us know, are you one of the people who has spent 500 and 600 and 3,000 euros on your communion? Did you think it was worth it? Did you feel pressurised into doing it? We would love to hear from you. 53106 is the text line. Thanks again for listening to this Lunchtime Live podcast. Please do subscribe via the app or on iTunes and check us out on newstalk.com/lunchtimelive. Talk to you again soon.